We have a jiggy tribute to Deanna Smith Scotland on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 437. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic geek musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support all these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. Now, Deanna Smith Scotland passed away a couple weeks ago. Deanna was the lead singer of the Celtic rock band Jiggernaut, and I remember seeing her at the Texas Scottish Festival years ago. There was a Kaylee I was leading, and she sang a song, and everyone in the tent held their breath as she sang. she had such a strong and powerful voice. It was absolutely incredible. I can't say that I really knew her super well, but each time I interacted with her, I was humbled by her kindness and her generosity, which I consider very important. She was a big part of the Texas Celtic community as well, and she will be greatly missed. So I decided to dedicate this episode to Deanna and her band Jiggernaut. We'll get some of their music in a little bit. But first, we kicked off the show with Celtic Woman with Tara's Tunes from Ancient Land Deluxe. Next up is Tartanic with Jiggy Biddy's Slurhorn from their album Uncharted.
But I got time on my mind. Now I'm kind of fans. Say I'll come around, but of my duties I'm bound. So why don't you join me? I don't see anybody at all, so I'm feeling quite small. But if there's a problem, I'll be there. Feeling that they don't share when they think they're 5 foot tall. When I leave this life, they'll just say, hey, unfortunately, he died much too young, and I come undone. That's now how I get your attention. nothing about what are they worth. They tell you to be like them. Say for real, don't give a damn, 'cause they just are again.
Unfortunately, come on down.
30 years, he'd never dare to linger in the past. What good would it do, he'd say, if someone asked? So don't you know, it frightened him and left him feeling weird. When he typed in Mary Joyce on his new computer gear. Oh, I wish you'd never bought that computer thing. I was happy here on my own until you brought the damn thing in. It's all right for some things, a card game now and then. But I'd just as soon be left alone with the state it has me in. Or 15, Mary Joyce has popped up on the screen. He clicked on everyone from Lissa Carlton, Knocknery. He clicked on one from Birmingham and one from Aberdeen. And Eureka when he clicked on Mary Joyce in New Orleans. Oh, I wish you'd never bought that computer thing. I was happy here on my own until you brought the damn thing in. It's all right for some things, a card game now and then. But I'd just as soon be left alone with the state it has me in. He heard her voice like a lark, yes, in the days of yore. In a video that maybe was a year old, not much more. She sang, I'll always love you at a do on Conti Street. Down south in New Orleans, she never looked so sweet. It brought him back to the days he thought would never end. But he was young and she was too, you know what happened then. The summer passed and left his poor heart hanging on the trees. Fall down in November among the fallen leaves. Oh, I wish you'd never bought that computer thing. I was happy here on my own until you brought the damn thing in. It's all right for some things, a card game now and then. But I'd just as soon be left alone with the state it has me in. Tried to get to sleep that night, but thoughts ran through his head. Should he try to contact her or find out her address? She might like to hear from him or she might be appalled. Rattled with anxiety, he never slept at all. Oh, I wish you'd never bought that computer thing. I was happy here on my own until you brought the damn thing in. It's all right for some things, a card game now and then. But I'd just as soon be left alone for the state it has me in.
After Tartanic came Westwood Bluegrass Band with Unfortunately from their album Kenzie, and then came the Jiggery Pokery, The Return Home by Lilt from their album X, and finally The State It Has Me In and The Manchester Reel by Jim Sharkey from his new album A Lovely Day. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Gary Hook emailed, mostly listen to the podcast at work, sometimes in the car, Keep up the good work. Kudos to you for playing Andy Law's track and sharing his story. Courage should always be recognized and encouraged. I'm off to buy some tunes and support his cause. Thank you, Gary. I really appreciate that. And I hope you too will support Andy's new album, The Long and the Short of It, is raising much needed funds for the Aurora Foundation for people abused in childhood. It features a lot of musicians and music from Cornwall, so I hope you'll check it out. You can hear his music in the past few episodes of the podcast. Mike Nichols emailed a photo. I'm new to the whole podcast world, so I'm working hard to catch up. This is the photo of what I was doing whilst listening to number 381, IH-10 Westbound. I enjoy the variety of artists you highlight for us. I will have to force myself to listen to one old episode and a current one every week to catch up. Nothing like a good fiddle tune to keep a man awake while on the road between hither and yon. Thank ye kindly, friend. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. I'm glad I can keep you energized with some music. George Mears last year sent several photos and he emailed, Mark, I've just returned from my own invasion of Scotland and listened to show number 462 as I roved out with joy. My sister and I both lost our parents in the past 2 years. We took this trip, no kids or spouses, to celebrate our heritage and our parents' lives. We flew into Glasgow, hopped into an RV, and spent 10 days visiting Glencoe, Skye, Inverness, attended the Strathmore Highland Games in Glamis Castle, and Edinburgh. I hope your invasion trip is wonderful and I look forward to hearing about it. I'm not on Facebook or Twitter, so I will share some photos via Google. Feel free to post them anywhere you'd like. Happy patron of the podcast. Thank you, George. You are too kind. And I did post several of his pictures in the show notes over at CelticMusicPodcast.com for show number 437. In Velasquez emailed a photo. I always go on hikes while listening. I find Celtic music really gets me in touch with the land. It has that magical property for me. Photo is from Glendive, Montana. And finally, Laura McKenzie emailed a photo of her Celtic band. Hi, Mark. The Year of Irish and Celtic Women. That is a great and hearty theme. I wrote to you some time ago and you responded promptly. However, I did not act promptly and now I am inquiring. I understand that you do not want to receive physical CDs. You mentioned the process and preferred format for sending you an album. Could you send that again? Thank you and I apologize for having to inquire. I have a new 10-piece band called Brass Lassie. Traditional Scottish and Irish music on fiddles, flutes, pipes, concertina, voice, and women's players, with a 4-piece horn section, all women horn players. 8 of the 10 band members are women, including myself, the founder and director. I would love to send our studio album to you, released this fall. So far, I've done little to promote it, mainly because I can't figure out how to do that. Many thanks. Thank you, Laura, and I apologize. I obviously did not have it featured. She sent this at the beginning of this year, and I'm just now getting to the email with these feedbacks, so I apologize to you as well. So, it's pretty easy to submit music to the Irish and Celt Music Podcast. Go to the number 4Celts, 4Celts.com, and there's a permission form. Complete that form, and you'll find instructions over on that website on how to send digital music. No, I do not accept physical CDs. I keep debating whether I want to do them for just like promo stuff, but I think you should hold on to your CDs. We're not making a lot of money these days as musicians. So, you know, having to spend money to send me promo stuff, which I'm not probably going to use other than to give away to someone else, I just don't think that's worth it. So I hold on to your CDs, but do send in your music. I would love to feature you and help you sell more music, Laura. So please do that. Thank you so much. All right, back to the music. Next up, we have Willows. This is from their new album, 4th. It's Chickens Gone to Scotland, Old Dundeen, Johnny Doherty's Reels. Here's Willows. Thank you.
watch the hungry vultures strip that flesh away. And everybody wants their pound, but no one's prepared to pay. When all your skeletons are bleaching in the sun, that closet door is open, exposed to everyone. And there's only 24 hours in a day. Time ticks away. Time ticks away. Day by day. Minutes turn to hours, and hours in a day. Time ticks away. Year by year. Weeks turn into months, and months turn into years. Some think themselves immortal, some think of themselves sage. Life's not a dress rehearsal, one shot only on this stage. Some believe in reincarnation, some have a soul to save. But I got plenty of things to do, you're a long time in that grave. And there's only 24 hours in a day. Time ticks away. Time ticks away. Day by day, minutes turn to hours, and hours into days. Time ticks away, year by year. Weeks turn into months, and months turn into years. Ticks away, day by day, minutes turn to hours, and hours into days. Time ticks away, year by year, weeks turn into months, months turn into years. Time ticks away, day by day, minutes turn to hours, and hours into days. Time ticks away. Year by year, weeks turn into months, months turn into years. Thank you.
After Willows came Time Ticks Away by Jigger, then Pochin from their album Jiggery Pokery, that was Saxette, then came Kilted Kings with Slanchava from Name on My Soul, and then Dustin Cooper from his album So Many Strings, So Little Time, that was The Foggy Dew, and finally Eamon Flynn from his new album Black Coddle, that was Farrell O'Gara and the Sligo Maid. Hey, if you want to join me on one of my Celtic Invasion vacations, now's the time to sign up. Not only do you get to enjoy me on a relaxing adventure in Italy, we're going to the Venice and the Veneto. I'm actually working on setting up a sensory tour of Venice, which will be absolutely brilliant, so I hope you'll join me on that. But when you have become an invader for me, you are one of the first people who will get the invites to the next Celtic Invasion, which will be in Scotland in 2021. So if you want to be one of the first people to get that, my last trip sold out in 0 seconds flat. So if you want to be the first, sign up and join me this year as well. And you'll get a taste of what my Celtic Invasion vacations are like, plus the food. I'm going to give you a very personal tour this year, so I hope you'll join me. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this podcast comes out every week and has done so since 2014. You can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. Plus, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. And when we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. And we are super close to getting a 2-hour instrumental show. So go sign up right now. Now, we don't have any new patrons as I record this episode, so I thought instead I would highlight the many kind folks who helped us kick off the Celtic Christmas podcast this year. I launched the first episode a couple weeks back, and with it, I set up a Patreon page exclusively for the Celtic Christmas podcast. These amazing people that I'm about to share with you helped us launch the first episode, and I'm hoping we will hit our second milestone soon so I can release 2 more episodes this year. I want to thank our patrons of the podcast, Brendan, Tara H., Olivia R., Robin, Robert M.K., Larry S., James M., Aaron D., Melissa Z., Miranda N., Aaron N., Brian M., Ken M., Karen G., Margo, Laura S., Kathy H., Trevor T., Matthew N., Luke S., Jerry A., Craig Asa A., Elizabeth T., Nancy W., Kirsten N., Jan C., Dave V., Michelle K., Jennifer, Pamela D. V., Juliet L., John F., Luke M., Carol B., River G., Mark A., Leo N., Troy R., and Mark A. Thank you all so much for supporting this podcast. I can't believe that I made it through that. I can't thank you enough for helping me support Celtic Christmas music specifically. And I will have a Celtic Christmas episode of this podcast right before Christmas. But if you want even more Celtic Christmas music, go subscribe to the Celtic Christmas podcast at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Or even better, become a patron of the Celtic Christmas podcast, and you can help bring out more episodes each year. Go on over to patreon.com/CelticChristmas. Or patreon.com/Celtic Podcast if you want to support this podcast. Next up, we have Jiggernaut. This is from their album, The Well. And I do want to highly recommend that if you enjoy this track or any of the Jiggernaut's music, go buy their CDs, because as we learn, Jed Merrim's website, he passed away last year and his website is down now. You can still buy his CDs over at CD Baby, but that's going to be happening also probably with Jiggernaut too. You know, they have a limited run of these CDs, and they probably will not produce more of them. And, you know, Deanna and all of the members of this band are just fantastic, and I highly recommend them. So this is from their album, The Well. Here's Jiggernaut with Absent Friends.
Safe home, my friend, fare thee well. Where this road will lead us, only time can tell. But we'll travel on together just for a little while. And when it's time to part, I'll leave you with a smile. When there's music in the corner and laughter on the air, we will meet in love and friendship
sure your spirit will be there. So we'll open up a bottle and leave the angels share. And remember absent friends,
heartstrings tied with soft silken cords. Time's a luxury that few men can afford. Your memories are my treasures. I'll keep them all my days. You have changed me in a million little ways. When there's music in the corner and laughter on the air, we will meet in love and friendship, and sure your spirit will be there. So we'll open up a bottle and leave the angels share. And remember absent friends. Now it's time, my friend, to move on. But in hearts that truly love you, you are never really gone. You're the breeze that blows around us, the moon that lights the sky. With joy and tears we bid you now goodbye. When there's music in the corner and laughter on the air, we will meet in love and friendship, sure your spirit will be there. So we'll open up a bottle and leave the angels share. And remember absent friends. Here's a toast to absent friends. Raise your glass to absent friends. Thank you.
After Jiggernaut came Kellanock with Get Jiggy from Walk Up On, then An Incident at Sea by the Wild Irish Roses from Full Bloom, and finally Dust Rhinos with Squid Jiggers from The Day After the Night Before. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, then please share the show with your friends. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is dedicated to growing our community and helping all of the incredible artists who so generously share their music with us. This, I can't tell you how important that is. This podcast would not exist without these artists sharing their music. So if you find music you love, buy their albums, shirts, songbooks, follow them on Spotify, see the shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free weekly newsletter, and it's a great way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you're going to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up today. Thank you again for being a Celt of kindness. And don't forget, the Celtic Top 20 is coming to an end, so go cast your vote. You'll find information about that in the show notes. We're going to finish up this show with Jiggy from their album Translate. This is Silent Place. Thanks so much for listening. Sláinte. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you could become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.